Blog Talk Radio. Under the influence. Under the influence.
Under the Influence, and I am S. Lynn. Today's Netflix show is Luke Cage. For all the Marvel, DC, and superhero heads, he's a bulletproof black man that wears a hoodie and saves people. Imagine that. I enjoyed season 1 and 2, and I'm looking forward to season 3. That season 2 ended, it could or could not be a season 3. Like, it could end like that, and I'll be happy with how it ended. But if they come with a season 3, I'm definitely watching it, and I think you guys should catch up on, like, all the seasons, all the episodes. It is an action-packed drama. So check it out on Netflix. It's Luke Cage. Now, my restaurant pick of the day is Grand Lux. I got a veggie burger from there. And the patty was pretty solid. I was shocked. Most patties, black bean or whatever you call it, they usually crumble. You know, but this one was well put together, full of flavor. And when I bit into it, it stayed together, kept its consistency. The texture was great. And it was simple. It just had lettuce, tomato, and onion, and whatever special sauce that they put on there. I got a key lime pie, and the key lime pie had graham cracker with crumbled pecans in the as the crust. And it wasn't too sweet. And I got a simple salad, which the simple salad was really simple. All it was leafy greens. So I pretty much had to, you know, add to it, fix it up, and put my own little stuff to it. But if you like you're a vegetarian and you want to get you a good veggie burger, then I recommend Grand Lux. And the next segment will be my scoop, and I'll be right back with that.
Under the influence. Under the influence.
Okay, let's get into this. Trump taking these children. Were you aware that the parents have to pay to get their children back? They have to, I can understand they have to pay like for a plane ticket or something to get the kids back, but they actually have to pay for these kids, you know, to get their own children back that they're over there holding, you know, hostage. And with the Health and Human Services watching and holding these children, they are not taking the steps to give the health part nor the human part to these sick women, men, and kids in there. They have abscesses, colds, flus, bed bugs. Like, why are they not giving these kids, like, some kind of medicine or something? And they're so close and so confined in these, you know, tight areas and cages. Like, let's bring the health and human part to these kids, these people, these families that we're holding hostage over here. And I don't think these people should have to pay to get their children back. Now, they have to pay because Trump is already paying a private contractor $458 million to operate these facilities. So that they're not getting out soon, especially if the parents don't have the money. They're making money off of these people. It's set up like a prison mindset, you know, with different contractors coming in, you know, getting paid to feed and pretty much clothe these kids. So that's a prison mindset. It's a camp for people. I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I think it's like a trial run for what they want to do on a larger scale, you know, to see how pretty much this thing works out. You know, each person is worth money. And it's really pretty much just filling the pockets of corporations. And that's really, really sad. Now, in other news, they had a vehicle ferry. It sank off of the Indonesian island of Sulawesi. 29 people died. Now, the captain ran the vessel into a reef to try and save as many people as possible. And while he's doing that, pretty much the vessel has capsized over, and the people are hanging on the side of the vessel trying to escape and get into the water and pretty much swim to the nearest land. So, you know, prayers go out for those people. And Sesame Place is a theme park for autistic children in Pennsylvania. They have specialized training for the staff, and it is a certified autism center, the first theme park in the world for autistic children. I think that's awesome. That's great news, and it's pretty much Autism Awareness Day. Now we have 12 boys in a culture trapped in a cave in Thailand. 11 days they've been trapped. They are trying to rescue these children. They make it meals to send them down because it's very hard to get these kids out of here, the soccer team. And if they don't get them out in a timely manner, a monsoon is coming, and they'll be trapped down there for 4 months. So send your prayers up to these children, these people, the people who are trying to save them, help them, you know, pretty much find a way to get these kids out of there. You know, they have some safety people down there to help them, you know, and kind of like teach them. They're trying to teach them how to swim out in a narrow area, which is really not, you know, it's kind of scary. So they're trying to find an alternate route to get these people out of here, these boys out. So pray for these boys in Thailand that's in this cave, and hopefully they can get them out real soon, and that would be like some really, really, really good news. And I'll be right back with Dating Dilemmas.
Under the influence.
Okay, dating dilemmas. Okay, this came to me through someone else, and most of my stories probably will come through someone else. This lady goes out on a date, and she ends up picking the guy up. He's 41, and she's 35. They go out to eat, and he says, order whatever you like. Now, they enjoy, you know, dinner and what have you. Time to pay, he says he can't. He can't pay the bill. She offers to pay for her part of the bill, but she's not paying for his part of the bill. So he says, I don't have any money. I can't pay for my food either. So she's like, well, I don't know what you're going to do. So he calls his dad and tells him that he is out on a date and he can't pay for the food. So his dad comes up there, curses him out, and pays for the food. Now, guys, the food is only $30. He didn't even have $30. He doesn't have a car, right? He says to dad, your date is over. You're coming home. So, dude stays with his parents, no job, and no car, right? And then you out here trying to date. You're not even equipped for a date. Dude, like, I don't even understand that. Like, why would you do that? You expect to pay for your food? So, yeah, needless to say, the dad calls the scene, embarrassed the guy, and took him, which on my end, I think is good for the woman because she would have to take this broke dude home, you know, and imagine that conversation in the freaking car, right? You can't pay for nothing. You don't have a job. I picked you up. You know, or it just would have been silent, you know, or whatever. You know, he couldn't even call an Uber, you know, to get himself home or a Lyft. So my question is, what would you have done? Would you pay for the food? Would you do what she did? Would you pay for the food and drop his ass back off and say, boy, bye? Or another option, you can leave his ass there to find a way to pay for his food and a way home. Okay, that was the dating dilemma of the week. That was a dilemma that is crazy. So, we have Wine a Wednesday. And the wine for today is Capriccio Sangria. It's a grape wine. It has a grape and citrus taste, and it really tastes good chilled. It's made with pineapple, grape, lemon, pear, apple, cherry, and lime juice. I think it's a really good summer wine. So go pick it up. It's really inexpensive. You know, I think everyone you know will like it, including you. I do. And, of course, yeah, it's raining in Houston on the 4th of July. And we have flooding out here, guys. So pretty much, y'all be safe. And thanks for tuning in. This is Under the Influence. I'm S. Lynn. May you walk in love, in light, and in peace. Don't forget to tune in next Monday. We're going to have the drink of the day, the Hoodoo show, the veg dish for today, the scoop on current events, mantra and affirmations Monday, and my observations of people and things and places and events as I'm out and about in these Houston streets. Thanks for listening. Under the
Under the influence.